Welcome to VFN Radio, to the Extra Hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, joining you in the Extra Hour today with Pat Hamilton with it.
Good morning.
Oh, my goodness. So much information, so little time. We'll be right back in a moment. We'll give a shout out to our Facebook fans out there. Don't forget to get to our Facebook and go to VFNTV.com and click on our Facebook logo. You also can follow us on Twitter. Twitter is at VFNTV1, the number one, and follow us what's happening out there. If we're building our social audience out there, we're so glad to be able to have you out there. Right back. Najina, I'm so proud of you, Najina. My goodness, I am with you. I am doing that walking and going out hitting the streets. I was working out thinking about you this morning. I was actually in the gym. I had that divine encounter that I was praying for. I'll be right back in a moment. Praise God. What a wonderful, wonderful first hour that we had. Oh, my goodness. So many wonderful things are happening. You know, we're staying informed. And I want you to be hopeful and knowing that God has good plans in store for you. Plans to bless you. Plans to restore the years the locusts have devoured. He's got plans to just turn it all around. And so even if you're feeling devoured this morning, if you're feeling like, you know, maybe financially devoured, maybe emotionally devoured, maybe relationally devoured, maybe ministry devoured, whatever it is, understand that we serve a God that will restore what has been devoured, what the enemy has tried to destroy. I'll tell you, his restoration is so much better. Because when you think about Job, I mean, he got seven times back what was devoured in his life. And so we want to remember that we serve a God, no matter how bad it may be looking, understand that God is involved, and at some point, in some time, if we stay steadfast and faithful to him, then there'll be this huge breakthrough if we don't shrink back in well-doing. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we've been talking about, you know, God's news behind the news and what's happening in the economies in the world, and the European economy, and what, you know, David Axelrod had actually said as well this weekend. And but I want to remind you about the, you know, we talked yesterday about, you know, original intent. We'll talk more about it as we're going to progress, because our hope is that you will actually know, you know, more about the U.S. Constitution that we actually operate on and what the original intent is, and including the original intent of the church as we begin to seek it out. But with that, also on the VFN TV blog, you can actually find the U.S. Constitution is there for you. You can actually go to VFNTV.com and click on the blog, and you can see the Constitution is there, but you also can see the Bill of Rights. You can also check to find out if you're actually registered or not to vote. And if you, if it says that you're not, you can register right there. Everything you need. Even the fact that, you know, you remember when we went to Washington, D.C., and, you know, as I talked about before, is that, you know, that I just always wanted to sit there on the steps and sing that song, you know, I'm just a Bill.
Yeah.
Well, it's available for you. You go back and see it. Maybe get a flashback for those that remember it. And for those that don't know what we're talking about, you can get a flash up, I guess, not a flashback. But I was talking to you right before we were ending about this hilarious group of people, I guess. But this one, I'm talking about one particular thing that they have actually done. And they're just, it's called, you know, Will You Hold My Hand? And what they're doing, they're walking through this airport and somebody's videoing them. But I guess the people don't know that they're being videoed. And they're just walking along. And all of a sudden, as they're standing beside somebody, they reach out to hold the person's hand as they're both walking. Think about that. Oh, my goodness. People are like, jerk their hand back, you know. And
right. And
some people pull away real quick, and they say something nice, you know. And this is a guy that's reaching out to hold a lady's hands, you know, men's hands and all that, you know. And this one huge guy, he's walking up, he grabs his hand, thinking, oh, my goodness, it's not going to be good.
He's about to get beat down.
He was so kind. He was so kind. Oh, he pulled his hand back, and he patted him on the back and said a nice word to him and kept on walking. I thought it was pretty neat, you know. And I'm telling you, love is very important, you know, that that, you know, we found that out through all the events that we did,
yeah.
you know, how people respond to that, you know, people, you know, they crave intimacy, but they fear intimacy at the same time and understand, but it's hilarious. Enjoy it. You can see it at the BFN TV blog. You can go there and watch these people's reaction. And of course, the majority of us like, what are you doing? You know,
right.
But that was just very interesting guys' actions right there. You can see that at VFN TV blog. And you get to it at VFNTV.com. Well, you know, we're talking about, you know, going back to the economies and what's happening, you know, talking about, you know, continuing from the first hour about, you know, the economies are starting to fall like dominoes, that even though this huge bailout that's going on, we're starting to see that even in that, you know, it is not working. You know, it's just, you know, I mean, anybody that's lived long enough before you had any wisdom, you may have thought that if I just take a loan out, that'll help me in this crisis.
Right.
You know, and you find out, my goodness, that was the longest 20 years of my life paying that thing off. And so, and that's what's happening right now. Everybody's just trying to borrow to buy time to be able to pay resources off and or to pay off things that's owed and all. But and so we're starting to see this happen. It's being fulfilled right in our very eyes. And so this could happen. You know, I want to talk to you this morning. This could happen any moment now. And what, you know, the prophetic word that was given, and you could see this on, you know, the blog, our blog, that you know, David Wilkerson gave a prophetic word. And it's called a run on the banks. And, you know, I first want to say, you know, that a prophetic word that has yet to come to pass can have potentially a threefold reason why it hasn't come to pass. The first one it could be is that God's people heard the warning and responded to God and repented, you know, just like Nineveh, right?
Right.
And so, you know, we have to understand how things work, you know, and another one is that, you know, God's being merciful. He's giving us more time. You know, I know that when, even looking at Jonah again, when he was going through the city, God gave him a few more days, you know, three more days or something. He didn't be able to go. He held back judgment for like 3 days or something so that he could get to everybody and give them a chance to get warned. And so we got to pay attention. If somebody's buzzing past us and saying, hey, the banks are falling like dominoes, right. Don't brush it off. I mean, if God... And God actually turned things around for Nineveh and changed his plans.
Right.
And the third reason could be why it has not yet come to pass, or third potential reason is that that person, that nation, that city's cup is not yet full.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But the second it's full, it's like just like an auto default. Like, right. Boom, you know, it just happens.
Instantly
happens. And it's like, you know. And so the prophetic word talks about that, then the banks would begin to fall. And this was given in, you can see it on the blog, the date that it was given. But based on those understandings, it really doesn't matter when it was given. It's, the question is it accurate?
Right.
And he actually saw the banks begin to fall, and he talks about Poland being the beginning of it, Saudi Arabia. I mean, think about Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
You know, but you understand that the plots of... as you see this Arab Spring that's spread across the Arab nations, that the next phase of it is to remove the kings. You know what I'm saying? And so you're looking at Saudi and all the different ones. Syria right now, they're trying to depose, you know, Syria up here and take them out. And so they're progressively taking all the land. If you'll notice, the Arab Spring, it surrounds the Persian Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
And so... that's pretty interesting, which is the oil, right?
Yeah.
And so with that, we're seeing that this prophetic word that, you know, 80% of American banks would be hit. But as these dominoes begin to fall, he talks about the run on the banks. As they start in Europe and work their way to America, they'll have what they have is a bank holiday. And what that is, it's not a day to go to the beach. A bank holiday means this. It's a law that they have. That says they can actually instantly declare a bank holiday, which means they can close the doors of the bank. And what that means, your credit card don't work, nobody's going to take your check, and you can't pull any money out of the bank.
Right.
And people say, that doesn't bother me, I don't have any money either. Well, you have to understand your paycheck that you get every week, that your boss and your employer, they get their money to pay you from the bank. I mean, it all happens through the exchange of banks. And so money just stops.
Right.
You're not going to get a paycheck, you know? I remember when the hurricane hit. that people had checks, but they couldn't cash them because the banks got destroyed.
Right.
But they call a bank holiday. And so I was talking to a bank, and I said, you know, what are you going to do? And this stuff's going on. And they said, we've already got that worked out already. We'll close the doors. We won't let you take your money out.
Right.
Isn't that wild?
Wow.
We won't let you take your money out. It's like, oh, my goodness. I want my $5 now. You give me my $5. And so the thing about it is that they're not naive. They're preparing for this. They're not loaning money because they know they're preparing for these clouds coming from Europe. You know, it's not a one world government, but it actually is a one world economy now right now. Everything's so intertwined. And so it's just a matter of moments. You know, they were making statements June 1st that the euro had like 90 more days before it actually, you know, came down.
Right.
You got Greece and Spain and France and, you know, the socialist big government type nations, you know, which is the direction that a lot of people are wanting to go here. Like, it ain't working. You notice it?
Yeah, right.
And so he talks about this. You can see this on our blog at vfntv.com and click on our blog. But you can read the prophetic word from David Wilkerson and see that it's right on time. You know, it's right on time. And the reason why America doesn't panic is because everything's based on the dollar. Mm-hmm. And for example, if China wants to buy oil, they have to first take their monies and convert them to dollars, and then they take the dollars and they buy the oil. If, you know, if India wants to buy oil, they have to take rubies and buy dollars, mm-hmm. and then buy the oil with the dollars.
Right.
You know, if Israel wants to buy oil, they have to take shekels and convert the shekels to dollars and they buy. So we're not worried about it right now, mm-hmm. because of we can print as much money as we want, which right. devalues things, and you can actually lose money through that, but we're not going to talk about that today. But what if all of a sudden that our dollar was not used as the primary trading fund, and we had to actually go buy rubies, for mm-hmm. example, you know, or kronas or whatever we had to buy. And so all of a sudden now, overnight, we can become a impoverished nation. It right. could take a wheelbarrow full of dollars to buy a loaf of bread. Yeah. Sounds familiar. And so in this prophetic dream, a vision that was given to Deuteronomy's son or grandson, mm-hmm. He saw in this dream North Korea, China, and Russia. And they were in a room together. Mm-hmm. And they were making an agreement, a covenant. They said, why should the American dollar be the one currency, as I talked about? Mm-hmm. You know, why should that be that way anymore? And you have to understand now, the moment, if that happens, and, you know, and if that happens, I mean, overnight, since no longer is it based on the dollar, but it's based on some other currency, that our dollar becomes, it takes, you know, you bought something for a dollar. You remember going, I went to Rome. I remember going to Rome and buying a candy bar or something.
Yeah.
And it was like 10,000 whatever. And I'm like, oh my goodness, give me my chart. I got to find out how much this candy bar is really costing me.
Right.
And what happened was the inflation caused their money to be devalued. So they're printing like $10,000 bills basically to buy the very same candy bar. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The problem is they're not going to pay you $10,000 more at work. And so everything just shifts. Mm-hmm. You know, and our president has talked about it. He says, you know, I think there needs to be a redistribution of money. There needs to be a redistribution around the world, mm-hmm. that our workers need to get paid less so the other workers in the other parts of the world can get paid more. There's got to be an adjustment of that. It's like, oh, that's one world economy. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And then we're seeing prophetically, you know, through what Deuteronomy has seen, and we're seeing it take place right now prophetically also through what David Wilkerson's seen, what, you know, John and I talked about. You know, God's shown John Ramos and myself, you know, we talked about that. You can find it in the highlights area, the prophetic highlights talking about, you know, the economy falls in 6 seconds, you know, 6 seconds or 6 minutes.
6 seconds.
And, yeah, it's 6 seconds. But we actually went back and checked that word. It's actually 6 minutes.
Oh, really?
You know, I was like, okay, you're going to die in 6 minutes or six seconds, you know,
right?
6 seconds is better, right?
Yeah.
Boom. Okay. But it's not dying, but it's actually the world the economy falling, and the guy was in front of the stock market in this dream, and he's going, he's got his mic, you know, the old reporter thing, and he's saying, the world as you know it's going to change, you know, and it's in 6 minutes it's going to fall. But listen, let me tell you what else the guy was saying at that time as well. He was actually saying in that dream, as everybody was running around and panicking in New York, because John's in Jersey right now, and he was in Jersey in that dream, which is like, you know, 10 minutes out of New York City. Yeah. And he was referring them to the VFN TV blog. You know why he was referring to the VFN TV blog? Because these prophecies are there. We put them up so you can see them. You can go to VFNTV.com, and you can click on the blog. You know, it's a little emblem there, or the drop down that says VFN TV blog. It takes you right to our blog. And you can see it says prophetic words, dreams, and visions. And so we put them there, and we wanted them to be there, you know, historically, so you can go there and the enemy won't mess with you and think, oh, you just saw this and you wrote it down. And so we had to move the blog once. So we had to took a snapshot of that post. So you can see basically it's like putting a newspaper by a word, say, there's a date on the paper. And so you'll see actually a snapshot to verify how long it's been there. And we actually had it before that, some of it, and some of it, you know, has come recently. And just to let you know, this is real. It's happening. Yeah. But, you know, what God showed me was the money, you know, paper money being sucked off the face of the earth, and it just caught on fire. I mean, it was a vision, day vision. It was wild. And they showed me, you know, President, and it began during President Bush's administration. And, you know, remember when the president, they have a secret meeting for the Congress, they close all the doors, and they basically go in there. And that was the moment it all began. And in that, but God already showed me, President George Bush, and he was in the White House. And you can see this on VFN TV blog. He was in the White House looking out of the Oval Room and seeing disaster come to America. And then all of a sudden, there's like a, you know how dreams are.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you've ever flown a plane before, you know, but you hold that steering wheel of a plane. I don't know if they call it a stick or a wheel. I don't know. Not really a wheel, like a piece of a wheel. Anyway, you're thinking about it. All right.
I was.
All right. Yeah. And so you should have saw that. I saw him thinking about it. And so then he's grabbing a hold of this wheel. You know, he's having the wheel, the stick, whatever. And he's holding America now as like an airplane. It's like a huge airplane. And the whole thing's just shaking. And so, you know, George W. is just shaking. And he's holding on to the wheel. And the thing is just like, you know, you can imagine this plane. You ever seen a movie where the plane's going and the pilot's holding on as hard, he's holding on as hard as he can to keep the rudder or whatever you call the things on the wings in their place. And he's just holding it, shaking, it's shaking, but it's actually inevitably going to crash. And so the, but he's like a brave man holding on as long as he can, you know, like the captain going down with the ship to make sure as many people, when he's trying to safely crash, you know, they say every landing anyway is a safe crash, you know,
right
but this was like barreling straight to the earth. And and then as I'm writing down the dream, you know, the God gave me the prophetic dream, then all of a sudden I start hearing, you know, this is, you can see this when this happened, the date will probably be up on obviously on the our blog, but you know, with that I start hearing, I don't know if you remember Star Trek, you know, the original 1960 series or something like that. And, but I start hearing Scotty. Do you remember Scotty, I guess he's the engine dude, you know, there?
The engineer.
Engineer. Yes. You're right. Yeah. And I start hearing Scotty, you know, just coming to me, you know, as I'm writing it down, I could hear his voice plain as day. Does God have a sense of humor or what?
Yeah. Love it.
I've joked about the saints and that. And so then all of a sudden Scotty starts yelling. I just hear his voice. She's breaking up. She's breaking up. She's breaking up. And so this whole thing that we're looking at now, you know, and it, that it started under President Bush, and it's rapidly crashing under President Obama. And this is July the 8th, 2008, when it was happening, when the President Bush was there. And I know that at our leadership meeting, when we got together in our last meeting, and Pat Robinson, had, you know, he's the founder of CBN, and he does that. He went away to hear from the Lord, and when he went away to hear from the Lord, he confirmed every single prophetic word that God's given us, because we have a prophetic teaching called, you know, is America under, is the nation under God's judgment? Mm-hmm. And you can get that. You don't even have to be a subscriber. You know, you can get that on your VFN TV app, or you can get it at VFNTV.com right now. But in that, you'll see a picture, I think, that the picture is there. I don't know if the picture is for the cover for it or not, but it's a ship going over the waterfall.
Right.
You know, and it's like America's the ship, and mm-hmm. it's going over the edge of the waterfall. And the second thing, as you can see when you go to the blog for this prophetic word about, you know, she's breaking up, and President Bush is holding the steering wheel on the plane, that it's a plane that you'll see a picture of a plane there that it's broken in two. Mm-hmm. The fuselage is snapped.
Right.
Well, when Pat Robinson got back, you know, from spending his time with the Lord, I mean, and my father, he says, Greg, you got to see this. You got to see this, you know, and give a shout out to Dad this morning. Love you, Dad. That he says, you got to see this. So I actually was right before our meeting, and I looked at his, and he comes back and he gives a report about what's happening and what he feels that the Lord told him. And verbatim, remember?
Yeah.
I mean, he says that, you know, that we're on the edge of a waterfall about to go over the edge, you know, right. America is. He said that it's like an airplane that is broken apart and crashing, America, the nation of America. And so, mm-hmm. listen, I mean, it's like a chorus of prophets that are hearing from God. Mm-hmm. And it boils down to this, you know, when Joseph was interpreting Pharaoh's dream, he said very specifically that, you know, the reason why God gave you two dreams, mm-hmm. because if he says it twice, it's definitely going to happen.
Right.
Well, how many times has he said this?
I've lost count.
I know. But he's so merciful, right?
Yeah.
And that's why we're talking to you on VFN Radio. We want to prepare you. You cannot play church. This is not playing house. This is not playing teaching. You know, God had more to say about, you know, false shepherds and false teachings than he did about false prophets. You know, we got to wake up. It's time to be the church. And you can find out more. You know, go to VFNfamily.org, you know, and there's others as well that is hearing from God, you know, to activate the church, to be able to train us up. You need to be trained up. You got to unlearn some traditions that you may be holding on to that's nullifying the power of God in your walk, in your life. You know, God wants to be in your home. God wants to be in your marriage. God wants to be in your workplace. And you're going to need God. You're not going to be able to, you know, when you think about also, you can see on the blog, historically, when I started prophesying about, you know, what's happening with Islam and America and mm-hmm. all the different things, that at that time, John Hagee in San Antonio had a worldwide thing kind of going on. He was doing a live broadcast like we do at VFN TV, and he was promoting Israel and standing with Israel. Mm-hmm. And it scattered throughout and you can see this on the blog, scattered throughout his church was these anti-Semitic people that are against Israel, and they were kind of scattered. So you have what, a couple thousand people there inside of there.
Yeah.
And he's being as bold as he always is. I mean, he gets away with it. It's amazing. You know what I'm saying? And so all of a sudden in the middle of that, while he's, you know, promoting Israel and he loves Israel. Matter of fact, we're part of his, you know, Kufa. He started Christians United for Israel, and we support that. And we love Israel ourselves. And, but all of a sudden, one in the middle while he's talking, somebody, imagine this, you're sitting in your pew and somebody stands up beside you and starts screaming out, you know, down with Israel, free the Palestinians, you know, this is a lie, you know. I mean, how does sheep react when that happens? It's natural sheep, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
And so, of course, the security goes over there and they lead that particular person out. And then all of a sudden, when they lead that person out, he continues on. And all of a sudden, on the other side of that large gathering, somebody else stands up mm-hmm. in the middle of the crowd. And they do the very same thing. And they haul that one out. And then another one stands up somewhere else. Another mm-hmm. one stands up. There was totally infiltrated. Mm-hmm. But you know, this is the big thing, Pat. And this is what we're talking to you about.
Right.
How in the world have we gotten to that point that the church can come together and we don't even know Al-Qaeda sitting beside us? You know why? We have no relationship. God's called us to be brothers and sisters in the Lord, you know, mothers and fathers to those who were raising up to be able to send out to be mothers and fathers in the Lord. Understanding that we say, you know what? why didn't I know that that person was against Israel sitting beside me? Mm-hmm. How could 30 people, and you could see exactly, I don't know, I'm just kind of guessing how many it is, but you can go to the blog and look at the video and watch. And they were scattered throughout the flock. The shepherd didn't know, and it's impossible really for one man to shepherd that many people. So he's more, right. he's more apostolic, and mm-hmm. he has his probably vineyards and different things, smaller groups. But that how can, and this is what we learned in tradition, man's traditions, is that you could sit by somebody for 10 years and not even know them. But that's one right. day you might find out they're a sleeper cell,
yeah, right.
you know? And so what happens is when these things begin to progress, you know, how many people are going to say, yeah, I'm so excited about going to the gathering today where we don't know each other and we don't know which one's Al-Qaeda mm-hmm. and which one is going to be, you know, against Israel and which one. And the fact, you know, praise God, they weren't carrying any explosive devices or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And that nobody got hurt, you know, and he's really equipped. I mean, I think he teaches, you know, ministers how to have security and all that because he's stood bold for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And, but understand that we can't, where we're going, we got to be the church. We got to quit looking to organizations and all that to do something for us. It's us, the church. We need to rise to the occasion that Christ in you is the hope of glory. The same Jesus that's in one believer is the same Jesus that's in you. It's the same spirit. There's not a different spirit. It's the same spirit of God in you. It's just time for you to rise up and believe. You can find out more about that at vfnfamily.org if you're not already connected to something like that. If you feel like you're being called to be trained up in something like that, you can go to VFNU. It's Vine Fellowship Network University, and vfnu.org and find out some more about that. We'll be right back in just a moment. You know, when you think about, you know, John 15, where Jesus says, he tells us, you know, right before he's going to go to be with the Father, he says, all these things basically that I've asked of you, you know, it's impossible to do, to bear fruit. But it can be done. It's possible to do on your own, but you can do it through the empowerment of Jesus Christ and abiding with him. And he said, my Father's the gardener, and he is the vine, and we're the branches. I mean, we all have to work together in this. And you know, abiding is so important, but it's so easy. So many people have made it so religious that they sing it is, you know, it seems totally impossible, but it's not impossible. That's religion telling you it's impossible. As a matter of fact, I want Jamie to be able to tell you. Jamie is 6 years old and he abides with the Lord. Just hear it in Jamie's own word. This is what your life should be like when you abide.
My name is Jamie and I'm from Texas. And I really wish that everyone could figure out the Holy Spirit of God, and if we could follow him, we could probably be good, and God will probably make us gooder. And I think that what would we do if we could figure out if God can give us power, like following him? If we could do that, maybe we can finally figure out the Holy Spirit. And if we have a Bible and we're reading it, you might want to follow it, because it gives you more stuff to follow the Lord. And the Bible, it's what God is wanting you to do. And I think if you follow it, then you would be one of the angels from God.
Jamie is 6 years old. He's abiding with God. In all we did, right, Pat?
Mm-hmm.
What did you ask Jamie?
All I asked him, what is your name?
What is your name? What you heard was a young man who's 6 years old who is abiding with the Lord. Listen, it's very simple. Religion's made it difficult. I mean, everybody wants to. You need a simple plan. A simple plan that even a six-year-old can follow. Listen, God loves you, wants to spend time with you. He hasn't, it's not impossible what he's asked you to do, but it's impossible to do it on your own. You can do it through an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. You want to find out more? Go to iabide.org. We have a plan waiting for you, a simple plan waiting for you. It's at iabide.org. Request your plan there and it'll come to you immediately.
Well, I love that. You know, we were in Texas doing a Vine seminar and we got a chance to meet Jamie and it was amazing, right?
Beautiful.
You can tell his mother's a teacher, right?
Oh, yeah.
It makes me want to speak, right? He's like, I mean, it was like, oh my goodness, his subject verb agreement and everything is like, oh my goodness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just love him and his brother and his sister and his mother and father, Ayana and Juan, just an mm-hmm. awesome, awesome family that God's really blessing. And I want to give a shout out actually to Juan at the university or the college today. We just want to give a shout out to you, man. It's exciting. We love to be able to hear what God is doing in Texas. Do you know, right now, you know, we're talking more about God's news behind the news here, mm-hmm. that almost every single day since January the 1st, that we have lost a vet, a military vet, a soldier, to suicide.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's this huge suicide rate that is taking place in our vets. You know, it's like one a day, mm-hmm. one a day. I think the numbers are 154 suicides in the first 159 days of this year.
Wow.
You know, and, you know, my heart goes out to them. And, you know, it's really hard when you face death, when you go and you do what you got to do to be able to defend freedom and you put yourself on the front lines all these questions that a lot of people don't ever ask themselves. You ask them. You ask the questions, and everybody should ask the questions because, you know, I always say, you know, everybody's trying to live, but they never do.
Right.
And you're not ready to actually live for something until you're ready to die for something, you know? And so you start asking all these questions to, you know, and every question leads you down a dead end.
Mm-hmm.
Leads you down a dead end, unless at the end of that road is Jesus Christ.
Right.
Because you ask the good questions when you go through something like that. You ask the questions, and if there's nobody around you, if there's nobody, you may have a son or a daughter or a father or a mother who is there now in Afghanistan or has come back, and they're trying to integrate back into life again, and it's really hard to do just in general mm-hmm. right now with the economy and all, but it's really hard trying to do that and the high intensity of what they've gone through, and where they are, this low intensity, as we talked about, you know, undiligent type environment. That's before we talked about the wisdom word.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been very diligent on the front lines, you know, as Steve right. taught to us. But I know that, you know, there's hope for your loved one. There's hope for them because God will meet them. God will meet them right where they're at. We got to get, it's available now on the VFN TV blog. It's also available in highlights. It says in the highlights you have, and I don't know if you know this or not, if you don't know it yet, that you actually, there's highlights. So if you have, you know, things are too busy, you miss our daily broadcast, you can go to highlights on your VFN TV application on your mobile device or your iPad or, you know, all the different things, Kindles and all. Or you can go to VFNTV.com and look at the highlights. And one of the highlights, this highlight I'm talking about is called, you know, Marine Encounters God. But to get it quicker to you, we also have it available right now on our blog. You know, go to VFNTV.com, click on our blog, and you'll see Steve Kalaszewski there. You know, Steve mm-hmm. did two tours of duty in Iraq, and he's an awesome man of God. But he met God at a time of crisis. You know, mm-hmm. he was trying to go through all this, and he shares his testimony with us. And mm-hmm. and you'll notice at the very bottom of that blog right there where it says VFN Radio, it has a link there. You can click on that link and you actually begin. Matter of fact, let me just play just a little bit of it so you actually can hear what you'll hear. All right.
Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, Steve, we're so glad to have you in the VFN radio studios today.
Good to be here.
Steve Kalaszewski here with us in the studios, and I'm your.
So that's what you're going to hear. So it's just that simple. You go to the blog, you look at the particular post there that talks about one soldier is committing suicide almost every day now this year. And it has a little bit about Steve there. You see a picture of Steve, you know, in his fatigues. You know, he obviously just did the duty.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can hear his testimony because he cries out to the Lord. I mean, he doesn't know God. You know, he doesn't know God, but he's at a dilemma that if there's not a God, there's not going to be a Steve.
Right.
He was at that dilemma.
Right.
And there's so many people right now that you're thinking, you know, if God doesn't come through, this God that they talk about, if he doesn't come through, I'm out of here. Like these vets, you know, that's over at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And so he cries out to God and God meets him. And it was amazing. All that pressure, all this stuff. And you just got to hear. You got to hear Steve share his testimony. But not only that, I want you to get it. And I want you to share it. I want you to get on your Facebook and your Twitter and begin to spread it to our vets. Let them know that every road outside of the road that Steve's going to talk about, you know, it's going to end up in a very bad way. And they need help. They need to know that God loves them and God's got a plan for their life, that God will meet them right where they're at. And he just shares it so well, your heart will just melt. But then you'll be so encouraged, understanding, wow, you know, if God can do that for Steve, then God can do that for me. So you can go to the highlights on your VFN TV app or at VFNTV.com. It's called Marine Encounters God, or you can go to the blog, you know, VFNTV.com, and it says one soldier is committing suicide almost every day this year. I know that Najin out of Houston, she posted this on her Facebook. And so I appreciate you doing that, you know, passing it on to all your friends. There's somebody out there right now that's in that same boat. Look at the statistics. One every day, almost 154 suicides, 159 days. We need to do something about this. When you hear how God met Steve, you'll understand that he can meet you and he can meet your loved one. Get this into their hands. A very short, it's not a long, long interview, but he shares how God just met him. But there was something very important to do, you know, and it's just very encouraging. But he's very authentic, so you're going to hear, you know, the real deal. Mm-hmm. And just begin to send it to all your friends. Say, listen, this might not be you, but there's somebody on your Facebook that's out there that has a son, and they're trying to figure out how to communicate to him that everything they say is not working because it's not connecting. And that's what he talks about. It's like everybody's trying to say all these different things and that wasn't working. And you might have a daughter, you might have a father that just seems, you know, kind of out of it since he came back. Well, listen, that is a reason why that's that way, you know, and not everybody reacts this way, but some do. And this had nothing to do. One third of the people that committed suicide never saw combat. So it's not about all combat. And so get this to them. You can find out more at the VFN TV blog, and you'll be encouraged, but you also get a chance to encourage. Imagine this. If we just began to just spread that out to all of our communities out there, then they're going to be able to be encouraged. I can't wait to get the feedback right there, you know, to find out what's going on. And then many of these Marines, many of these soldiers are going to be able to know that God will be there for them. Isn't that awesome?
Awesome.
We'll be right back. Well, you know, John, I was just thinking about, you know, how important it is that when you're walking with God and you've been abiding with God and all of a sudden God's calling you to the next level. And we're looking around today when we're actually talking this moment, and there's just, we don't like to think about it, but there is a religious spirit. There's a religious spirit. You know, we don't like to say it too much because it's so prominent. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, if you say it too loud, then people are going to start thinking maybe I have it, you know? I being them. And, you know, I mean, people are literally telling people by the forcefulness of the spirit on them. They may not say anything, but the forcefulness of it, and Satan's interpreting it that way. Satan's making people interpret it that way, and they're believing the accuser, saying that, you know, you're not qualified. You're not good enough to be a protector of God's people, a shepherd, a,
a preacher, a minister of the gospel. You know, and minister means servant, by the way. It doesn't mean, you know, et cetera. You know, it just means you're just servant. And so they're basically, you know, Satan's saying, you know, the lie is from this religious spirit is that you're not good enough to be a servant. Is that crazy? Mm-hmm. You know?
So true, though. So true.
It is. And so what's being said by this religious spirit is you got to get to my level. If you get to my level, then you can do what I'm doing.
Right.
And it's like, but you're trying to kill me right now, you know, in what you're doing. And we're just trying to love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. And every time somebody begins to stir for God in your city, you immediately just snuff them out. And you don't even see that you snuffed them out.
Wow.
You know, we don't need to get that smart. That's a little too smart. You know, when we actually we think that you know, we can stop, you know, we have a place that we can actually stop what God's doing, God's moving someone's heart, that type of thing. It's a religious spirit. It's what it is. You know, it's a religious spirit. And so,
Well, Greg, think about this. Yes. Think about the disciples. Mm-hmm. I mean, would they even be qualified under the religious spirit this day? Well, Jesus just told Peter, do you love me?
Right.
If you love me, feed my sheep.
Right, right.
Feed.
Right. That's exactly it. You know, and that was the word that God gave me when he called me out to be a pastor at one time in my ministry. It was, if you love me, just feed them. Three times he told me, just like he told Peter, you know, feed them. And of course, the first thing we think is everybody knows. But when you start moving in God and you start hearing what he's saying and you get trained up in the things of God, and that's what we're talking about. We're talking about VF and you. You know, Vine Fellowship Network University, that you need to get not trained up in religion. You don't need to get trained up in how to meet some hierarchy, because a servant of God is about humility and is finding out how low can I go? How dependent can I be on God? How close can I get to zero so that Jesus can be my hero? You know what I'm saying? He can begin to do all this work through me, right?
It's not about an oratorical gift or nothing like that.
No, it's not. As a matter of fact, Paul said, you know, when I come to you, I make sure, even though I can do something, I can come to you with enticing words. He says, I'm very cautious that I don't do that. And it's been done so much to, I know a lot of people in America, that they're not satisfied unless somebody gives them some oratorical expounding on the whatever, you know? And it's like, you know, I'm going to make you you know, I won't show me fruit. I'm not gonna stimulate you that way. I'm gonna talk to you and have a conversation with you. And if you want to find out more about just serving God, you know, just knowing more about Him, joining the family of God, finding out, you know, how does the family function? How can you have government in family? I mean, you know, so often we're bringing the world's government into the church, and it's just not that way. No. And so you can find out more about that if you're interested. Just go to vfnu.org. Don't be intimidated by that religious spirit. The very thing that's on them that's trying to stop you is evidence that God has called you and has a plan for your life. Don't let the enemy stop you. Go to vfnu.org today.
That's so important, because you understand, if you're already doing something wrong, you know, Satan's going to tell you everything is great. You know, man, if he's already got you captured, if he's already got you doing his will, he's going to tell you you're totally fine. But the very fact that he would tell you, don't go help people, don't go tell them about Jesus, who are you to be able to protect God people and take care of them and to feed them and to raise them up. And I mean, that's Satan, you know, that's Satan, you know. And but if you're hearing things like, you know, you're perfect, you're fine, you're just, you know, the world would not make it without you.
Right.
You know, and
be very concerned.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what Jesus said, you know, and that if everybody around you used to agreeing with you, then Jesus said, you know, be careful when everybody talks well of you, because this is how they treated the false prophets. Mm-hmm. And if you can't handle the bad press, it might be something up. And so understand that's what's happening. You know, God not only is for you to be activated in his kingdom, it actually is the great expectation. You know, we call it the great commission or the great expectation. It's not, we don't pray to see if we should go. Mm-hmm. We need to pray if we're supposed to stay.
Right.
You know, and so I want to remind you also that we also talked about, and we're going to talk more about it, but you know, the oaths of office. We got a chance to really just kind of rapidly towards the end of yesterday's program, you know, talk about the oath of office. But that's also on the blog, you know, VFNTV.com. Click on the blog and read the oath of offices, because you'll be really surprised that not to know the Constitution is not to understand what they swore to uphold. And not to know that they swore to uphold it, you know, it helps us, it could lead us astray, not realizing, wait a minute, that's your whole purpose, you know, as a leader, you know, from the president to the Senate to the Congress to the military to the Supreme Court, justice to new American citizens. There is they swear to uphold the Constitution, you know, to protect and defend it from enemies, foreign and domestic. That's the whole operating system.
Right.
And so when you start seeing people, you know, break this pledge, you know, and try to change what they're supposed to defend, then, you know, we're in trouble. And it's time to begin to find out who is for America, you know, who is, if people do come to America and they want to become an American citizen, understand that they're going to have to pledge allegiance to America, you know, and America acknowledges our Constitution. It only acknowledges God, but it actually gives you the ability to worship God, or gives you the freedom to worship God. So it's having an allegiance to America is not taking away your right to worship unless they change the Constitution. Mm-hmm. It's not a merger of church and government like Great Britain was, because it says in the First Amendment that the Congress shall make no law concerning religion or the practicing thereof. And so you find out, just go there and read there. You'll be really surprised at what their pledges are. What they say, I solemnly swear and affirm. It's like, dude, come on. You know, why would you even talk against the very thing? You know, and so you can find out more about, we'll be talking more about that under the original intent, but I want to encourage you about that as well. You know, I mentioned talking about No One Cries for Justice on yesterday's program, but I didn't finish. You know, John was with us and want to talk about so much, but I didn't finish, I guess, my point, which is really important, you know, that, you know, remember we talked about justice. The reason why we don't cry for justice quite often is because we misunderstand what justice is. And justice is when you go before a judge. The judge is checking to find out if everything's in order or not. And if it's out of order, then the judge is going to make judgments to bring things back in order again. For example, you know, for custody situations, or for marriage situations, or for a business deal going on, or for a crime that has taken place. And so you bring all that before the judge, and they say, you know, they determine whether a crime has been committed or not, or of a civil rights been violated or not. Anyway, they start moving things around like players on a chessboard, and they're putting things back in order again. There may be some time, you know, of encouragements that happen, you know, called corrections, but it's only to correct behavior to keep things in the right order again. And so justice then is putting things back in order again. And I didn't mention, this is a very important part of it, and you can get No One Cries for Justice. Just subscribe today, VFNTV.com. And or you can actually even text to subscribe. You can text VFNTV to 22828. That's VFNTV to 22828. And it'll walk you through a simple few steps to be able to register today to be a free subscriber. And but it's No One Cries for Justice. And the reason why we won't cry for justice is quite often that it's like going to God and demanding justice. That if we don't understand what Jesus did for us on the cross, if we're trying to be self-righteous, you know, then we're going to be in trouble, because putting things back in order again outside of Jesus Christ means that we should die for our sins. But God is a just God, and he's the one that justifies. And at just the right time, this is what Paul's writing to Romans, in Romans chapter 5, he says, at just the right time to prove that he is the just God and the one that justifies, that he actually served justice on his son, Jesus Christ. And so everything that was due us, because we were out of alignment, we were sinners and we've gone astray, and we needed, you know, death was our inevitable doom, you know, and so God did not skip justice. He actually served justice, and he served it on Jesus Christ. And Jesus received justice for you and for us. Now, if you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, justice means your death. I mean, when you die, you will die, and you will be separated from God. And there's hell for those who don't follow God. We're condemned already in our sin. It's not like we're going to be condemned. We're condemned outside of our relationship with Jesus Christ. We just stay in that condemned state. And so understand this, when we cry for justice, what that should do first, the first thing that happens when we begin this process of crying for justice is we run as fast as we can to the cross of Christ. We begin to study and understand what God did on the cross of Christ, that he is a just God. He hasn't changed who he is. He is the judge, and he will serve justice. And those who actually accept Jesus Christ and the price that he has paid, the justice that's been served on him, which was due us, then he does it in lieu of us. You know, he does it in lieu of us. And you can find out, it's available on VFN TV, that it's called The Cross of Christ, The Cross of Christ. And you got to get that and listen to it, because if we don't, you got to understand this, because we got to start crying out for justice. And our justice for believers is at the cross, and then God empowers us by his Spirit to begin to walk in right order. And so you got to understand that. If you don't understand that, then crying for justice could end you up in a very bad predicament. And but we got to cry for justice. And like I said, if you wait too late, you'll be bait. If you wait too late, you'll be bait. And that's not something that you want, because what happens is, like a late prophetic word, nobody wants to hear it. Oh my goodness, time is flying so quickly. I do want to say, you know, that you know, for all of our vets that are out there, that, you know, what you've done for us, we appreciate that so much. I want to give a shout out this morning to Rick. You know, what you've done for us, and it's just amazing, you know, how you guys have put your life on the line. I remember Montana's Restaurant, us as well too, the owners of Montana's Restaurant, when as soon as 9/11 hit, he closed his restaurant up and took off to serve our country out there. And there's some wonderful, wow, you know, men and women who just said, you know, we're gonna defend this freedom that we have. And now we as Americans, you know, we have to begin to stand up for this, you know, and we need to begin to get educated. And you can go back and listen to some of the highlights, but we're going to be talking to you about them. One way that we can actually, you know, honor them is to register to vote. Register to vote. And they fought for freedom so that Iraq, the Iraqi people, can vote. They couldn't vote before. And they went and they voted. And think about it, they empowered them to be able to have a decision, to be able to say yes or no to a situation. Right now in America, there are 33 million people in America who think they're registered to vote, Pat, but they're not.
Amazing.
So when they show up at the polls to go vote in the primaries, and don't forget there's primary elections and there's actually main elections, they're going to find out then, and it's too late then because you got to register before them, mm-hmm, that they're not registered to vote. And I believe it's like one-third of conservative groups who stand up for our values, and that's what we're talking about all the time, you know, mm-hmm, people who stand up for what God stands up for and what we believe, and, you know, about abortion, about marriage, about, mm-hmm, finance, about all the different things, and freedom to worship, is they're not even registered to vote. Mm-hmm. So we have all of our soldiers going to fight for the Iraqi people so they can have a fair election and they can vote for the very first time. And we have 33 million Americans who think they're registered to vote, but they're not. And one-third of Christian organizations, mm-hmm, of some Christian group organizations, they're not even registered to vote. So that's how things happen here. We vote. And that's why we went over to Iraq to be able to do that, is to have fair, mm-hmm, elections. And we've gone to a lot of different areas in the world to help them have a fair election. But a fair election means nothing if you're not voting. And so you can find out. You can go to the our blog, go to vfntv.com, go on to our blog, and it has a link there to get to wall builders to be able to find out if you're registered or not. It's a simple little thing that they have set up. You type in, you know, your information, you push submit, and it says whether you're registered or not. You know, think about that. Right. 33 million, when you think about Florida, was determined. President Bush and
Al Gore
were running against each other, Vice President Al Gore. And they were waiting for Florida to come through, and whoever won Florida was going to win the presidency at the time. And 500 some odd votes determined who won Florida. 500 some votes.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
Amazing.
And if 33 million people are think they're registered to vote, but they're not, you're going to determine who actually is our leaders, who's going to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States, based on you not voting, not being able to vote.
Right.
And if you choose not to register and you know you're not registered, then you're actually making a choice. You're making a choice by not making a choice to register, where Iraqis are actually going and voting because our soldiers went over there and gave their lives for the right for them to be able to vote. And we are not willing to get online and go to our blog at vfntv.com, click on the blog and go there and look for, the wall builders link there. Click on that, and it takes you right to an area, a little simple form that you can just type in and find out if you're registered or not. And if you're not, it actually helps you. They designed it in a way that it'll take you right to your local county, and you register right there online, just a few moments, which means you can vote in the primary elections, and you can vote in the main elections. Don't just vote in the main elections, because it's like this. If you just vote in the main elections, it's like saying, you know, I know there's 30 things on the menu, but you go ahead and narrow it down to two things that I can eat, and then I'll go over there, and I will eat whatever that you have, those two things. It's like, no, I want to see the whole menu. You know what I'm saying? So you need to know, and that's what's called votes. You vote in the primaries for that. You find out all the candidates, what their values are, you know, ask them questions, go to, you know, wallbuilders.com or the VFNTV blog to see there, how to get to them, and you know, get voter guides, and they ask them very specific value-based questions that help you know who to vote for. And don't vote your wallet. You know, vote biblically. Vote before God. But this is going to be our nation. I'm telling you, everything we're telling you prophetically is happening and going to happen if we don't turn. And one way we can show God that we're serious, that no matter what our economic circumstances are, we're going to vote for God's way of doing things.
That's right.
And so I encourage you, even in that, you know, take time to abide with God before you make your decision. You know, spend time with God. If you need a simple plan to abide, you know, you need to get an interaction and get a good flow of God's voice and how what he's saying to you and walking that out. And you could get that simple plan to request it at iabide.org. This is so important. Where they did battle in Iraq to give them the freedom to be able to vote, we do battle by praying as believers, praying, abiding with God, getting registered to vote, what these soldiers have given their lives, many soldiers have given their lives for us to be able to do that, and get prepared and find out what's on the menu. Talk to everybody and find out which one is going to be the one that God's leading you to vote for. And once you've done all that, you've done your best. Don't sweat it. You know, once you've done your best, and God will honor that. You know, God will honor that because he says he directs the king's heart like a river. And he's really, it's us. It's the church, the issue. It's not our leaders. They're not necessarily it's us. If we'll spend time with God, God will begin to touch our leader's heart. We need to pray for those in authority over us, which we do on a continual basis. And so, oh my goodness, I cannot believe that we're already coming to the end of the extra hour. But I want to encourage you, don't forget, all that information is available for you at vfntv.com and on the VFNTV blog. Don't forget about our vets, to continue to pray for them. Send that out. Copy that off the blog. Post that in your Facebooks and your Twitters and all of that, and tweet it out and let them know, because before you know it, it can get all over to all of our troops and they can be encouraged. And just like Steve cried out to the Lord and found God, and God met him there, a God that he did not know at that time. God met him, and it was such a powerful encounter. He thought what was going on was so bad that the encounter with God would even give him more fear. Oh my goodness, what do you do? And it's just awesome how he describes it so, so well. Well, we're just having a wonderful time today. I just encourage you to join us tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Central Time. And as we start Wednesday's morning's VFN radio program, we're so excited about everything that's taking place. Thank you to our listeners. We love to hear your tweets. We love to hear your posts on Facebook. And we just enjoy being with you on a daily basis. God bless, and we'll see you in the morning.